presents The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. Read for you by Jim Fife, with an introduction by the author.
Hi, I'm S.E. Hinton. I wrote The Outsiders when I was 16 years old. I wrote it for a lot of reasons, one of which was just a love of writing. But I also wrote it because I couldn't find any books that dealt realistically with teenagers. And I think that's the reason it's still popular today. The emotions of being a teenager don't change. The feelings are the same. I'm certainly not a teenager anymore, but Ponyboy Curtis will be one forever. Here now is The Outsiders.
Chapter 1. When I stepped out into the bright sunlight from the darkness of the movie house, I had only two things on my mind: Paul Newman and a ride home. I was wishing I looked like Paul Newman. He looks tough, and I don't. But I guess my own looks aren't so bad. I have light brown, almost red hair, and greenish-gray eyes. I wish they were more gray, because I hate most guys that have green eyes. But I have to be content with what I have. My hair is longer than a lot of boys wear theirs, squared off in back and long at the front and sides. But I am a greaser, and most of my neighborhood rarely bothers to get a haircut. Besides, I look better with long hair. I had a long walk home and no company, but I usually loan it anyway for no reason except that I like to watch movies undisturbed so I can get into them and live them with the actors. When I see a movie with someone, it's kind of uncomfortable, like having someone read your book over your shoulder. I'm different that way. I mean, my second oldest brother, Soda, who is 16 going on 17, never cracks a book at all. And my oldest brother, Daryl, who we call Darry, works too long and hard to be interested in a story or drawing a picture. So I'm not like them. And nobody in our gang digs movies and books the way I do. For a while there, I thought I was the only person in the world that did. So I loaned it. Soda tries to understand, at least, which is more than Darry does. But then, Soda is different from anybody. He understands everything, almost. Like, he's never hollering at me all the time the way Darry is, or treating me as if I was 6 instead of 14. I love Soda more than I've ever loved anyone, even Mom and Dad. He's always happy-go-lucky and grinning, while Darry's hard and firm and rarely grins at all. But then, Darry's gone through a lot in his 20 years. Grown up too fast. Soda Pop will never grow up at all. I don't know which way's the best. I'll find out one of these days. Anyway, I went on walking home, thinking about the movie, and then suddenly wishing I had some company. Greasers can't walk alone too much or they'll get jumped. Or someone will come by and scream, "Greaser!" at them, which doesn't make you feel too hot if you know what I mean. We get jumped by the socias. I'm not sure how you spell it, but it's the abbreviation for the socials, the jet set, the West Side rich kids. It's like the term greaser, which is used to class all us boys on the East Side. We're poorer than the socias in the middle class. I reckon we're wilder, too. Not like the socias, who jump greasers and wreck houses and throw beer blasts for kicks and get editorials in the paper for being a public disgrace one day and an asset to society the next.